Hello, everyone. This is Enzo. And if you've got your finger on the pulse, you know exactly when I post, then you will know that I'm 1 day late. Just under 24 hours, just over, actually. 24 hours late on my usual podcast slot. But that's because it's been quite rammed. And I thought, you know what? It's going to have to come out Friday this time. But here we are anyway, eventually. And well, the topic today is something that is a pain point for everybody. It's like a prison. Now, if you're listening to this, you're the kind of person that wants something out of life. You want more. You expect more of yourself, but also your vision is so compelling. Your vision is something that drives you every day. But often, also, the people that listen to this podcast are the people that have this vision, but they're not making it happen quick enough. They have something they want out of life, but it's just not happening. So one tip. There's plenty of tips. There's plenty of success tips that you could take and say, right, that applies to me and it will help me. But today's tip is, if you want that dream, if you want that goal, if you want that vision, that thought, that lifestyle that you've got in your head, then you must stand out. Now, as you know, I'm from the racing world. I'm from the racing world where you've got all these race drivers, thousands of them, tens of thousands of race drivers, and there's many of them in there that want to make a career. They want to be big time. They want to be F1 world champion. The problem is, they don't stand out. So race teams, professional teams, manufacturers, driver programs don't see them because they're not peacocking in any way. They haven't got the right personality or haven't got the skill or the race results to help them stand out. But again, another thing you know about me is the things that I teach can be applied very easily, they're very transferable to life and to business and to your career, goals, dreams. It's all the same stuff. It's all blood and tissue. It's you trying to be at your best. And what I teach race drivers is totally applicable to anyone who's trying to be at their best and achieve something. So I want you to just look at your life right now, or because it's Friday, as you look back on the week that's just passed. And if you're listening to this at the beginning of the week, think of last week. Ask yourself, how much did I stand out last week or the current week that's just gone? How much did I stand out? Compared to my competitors, if you look at it that way, how much did I stand out to the market compared to them? And if you think to yourself, well, I didn't really at all. I didn't really talk to as many people. I didn't go to that network meeting like I should have. I didn't actually post as much as I should have on social media. If this is the case and you're not getting the results, then I want you to wake up and say, come on, I need to shout louder. I need to shout from the rooftops why I'm so different, why I'm better than the competitors, why I care more, why I'm going to give more to them, why I deserve a break, why I deserve some kind of chance. You cannot be a silent striver. If you're striving for something, every single person that's around you or even doesn't even know you has to know about your mission and why you deserve to get the goal that you've got in mind. I don't want you to be quiet. I don't want you to be this little mouse that's going through life with big dreams, because it'll never happen. The more people that know about your dream, the more people that you penetrate and you inject some kind of motivation to help you, the more chance you're going to get of succeeding. I don't want you to be quiet. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. I want you to listen to this over and over again and look at your life and say, what can I do today that's going to allow me to be louder in my industry? It's going to allow me to stand out. And you ask that kind of question every single day. How can I provide more value to the kind of customers that I'm going to go for than any other person that's competing against me or any other person that's in that area already? How can I be the one that provides them more value than anyone else? And if you do that, if you provide more value and if you make more noise, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get yours. You're going to get what you deserve. And that's what life normally does. Apart from illness, apart from a bit of bad luck, we pretty much get what we deserve. If we look at our results, and we actually reverse engineer why that result came to a reality and how it become, we often see that it was down to us. So if people are not listening, if people are not prepared to pay the kind of money you're asking, then understand that I've either got to create more value, I've got to create more noise, I've got to create more of a stir around what I offer. Like all these episodes I'm putting out, it's quite short, But believe me, everything I say is valuable. And if you're not standing out, if you're not being the one that people are thinking of as soon as they think of a certain problem that you're answering, then guess what? You failed on something. You've got to get out there and tell everybody, every single person about what you're doing. You've got to pitch all the time. And you've got to differentiate yourself to all the competitors, all the other people that are out there in your industry that are taking your customers away. What are you going to do about it? And I think you know, even if you're not out there looking for customers, you still need to stand out in your sport and in your business, in your industry. If you're not standing out, you're invisible. And if you're invisible, nobody gives a damn. Learn from people like Muhammad Ali. Learn from people like Conor McGregor. Okay, they're two fighters. They've done things that they shouldn't be proud of, but they were the loudest for the right reasons. Use that model for you. If you're a quiet person, if you don't think you can actually be out there and be the front person, that's fine. Maybe there's other ways that you can get into other people's minds. Maybe you can email them more often. Contact them in a gentle way. You don't have to be this person on YouTube shouting at everybody. You can be the kind of person that gets their name about in a different kind of way. Go to network meetings, meet people, call people all the time and email them. Just get your name out. Just get your name out and show them why you're different. Do not be a little mouse. Don't be a sleeper, because if you are, you're never going to create that vision. This is just a very small tip, a very small soundbite of what's really important. Listen to it, take from it, take a look back on last week. What can you improve? Improve it and see what happens next week.